Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and let's get right into it.
What is your question for me?
What is your craziest story for us today? Because mine was crazy, but I feel like we want to hear from you.
See, there's one I could tell, but that I can't say that on camera.
What's your craziest college story, then? Let's dampen it.
This
is going to be crazy, y'all.
I was with a female, and we were together, and I had a necklace on.
Right.
And she had a septum piercing.
Oh, I already see this.
And we was going through relations. Necklace got caught on her septum piercing.
Oh.
And it got ripped out of her nose. And we had to, like...
I would never want to have relations after that.
Bro, I felt like such an ass. Oh wow, that feels
terrible. Is she okay? Have you checked on her?
She good, like, yeah, she was good.
Traumatized? Because I would never trust the man again.
She was good. That was a little too graphic to put on this one. What? Yeah, no, I'm not gonna say that. One time, so I work as a cameraman for VCU Athletics. And I was working a camera underneath of the basket for a women's basketball game. And this one time, this girl, she goes up for, like, a layup, right, for ODU. And she, like, goes up, she starts sliding. She lands, she starts sliding. And she keeps sliding back. And there's, like, this dotted line that I have to sit behind, right? And I'm behind this dotted line with my camera. And the girl keeps sliding back. And then the back of her head bangs off of my knee. And I was like... Oh no. A girl was like,
I would have laughed.
She was like knocked out on the ground pretty much. They had like help her off.
You just knocked her out. Took a girl out like that.
No. Like, I was just sitting still and like her head banged on my knee. And I was like, oh no. And then the coach came up to me and asked if I was good. I'm like, I'm fine, bro.
Is your player good?
I was like, worry about your bro. I felt like I checked her Instagram for probably like a month after to make sure she didn't have like permanent brain damage.
Literally, I would feel so bad in my subconscious. I'd be like, dang.
I felt so bad.
You knocked her out.
But she went back playing again, and I was like, okay, thank God.
That wasn't her one-hitter quitter, because like that would have been my one-hitter quitter, yeah, yo.
And that has been the joke amongst VCU cameramen for like the last like year and a half now.
I would never be a VCU cameraman.
Yeah, no, it's fun sometimes. See, sometimes people just land in my lap, and I'm like, oh, shit, it was good. But... Nah, this time the girl's head just went right to my knee, and I felt real bad.
What's your type of woman?
My type of woman?
Yeah.
Shoot, I don't know. I don't really discriminate. I'm not going to lie. As long as I find you attractive, for real, I mean...
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
I mean, I've been with, like, black girls, white girls, Hispanic girls. It don't really matter to me, honestly.
So what attracts you to them?
What attracts me to them? If they're funny, I guess. Like, you gotta have, like, I gotta have a good sense of humor, at least.
Okay.
Because I make a lot of f***ed up jokes, I'm not gonna lie, and you gotta be able to, like, give back the same energy.
Now, shoe size.
What, shoe size? Yeah, I'm a size 14 or 15, depending on the brand of sneakers. Yeah.
Bigfoot, dang.
Yeah, I was, like, that kid who was, like, when I was 12, my shoe size was 12, and then that kind of just went up a little bit from there.
Dude. No, my max right now, I mean, max right now, I'm 12 and a half.
Yeah.
That's the biggest I've been for like since like 2 years. When people are like, oh my God, big feet. But I'm like, you, no.
Yeah.
Literal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to find shoes. Everything's upcharged. It's kind of rough.
Yeah, that's like a pain. Like, you have to customize your shoes.
No, I can never get no shoes at like Foot Locker. I got to order everything online. It's rough.
Right. How tall are you?
I'm like 6'2"-ish.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah.
That makes a bit more sense. Because if you're like 5'11", I'm like, dang, bro.
It was like clown shoes on my feet, yeah.
Bro.
Like, I can't wear Jordan 1s because that shit actually looks like clown shoes on me. It's rough.
Jordan 1s? Yeah, no, I wouldn't even mess with Jordan 1s that much. Yeah, I'm more of a Nike, just clothes, pointed shoes type person.
Yeah, I've gone strictly old man New Balances lately. I got a couple other ones, but.
All right, so is this like your dress style? Like casual?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, use some jeans, like usually a sports hoodie or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, are you into like jerseys?
Yeah, I got a bunch of jerseys. I got this for my work. I got like 50% off of this because I work at the Squirrels and they gave me this.
Squirrels? What?
Yeah, I'm the cameraman for their live video stuff.
What are the squirrels?
Is the that... flying squirrels down there. The Richmond flying squirrels. Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. I thought you meant like literal squirrels. Oh, no, no.
Richmond flying squirrels. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. Like, I don't know. Like, there was like a team to record squirrels. Like,
that'd be funny.
Like, dude, what?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
That would have been real. I mean, I support you, but like. All right, what do you think about Sexy Red?
Sexy Red? See, okay. For me personally, it's not my kind of woman, Sexy Red. But her music do be banging, though. I can't lie.
You're almost like, get it sexy, no?
Get it sexy. Yeah, that's your bang. I can't cap. Or I ain't gonna lie. She just had that one music video that just dropped. That shit was funny.
Which one?
The one that had, like, it was like the eggplant spaceships and shit like that.
Nice.
And a bunch of shit. That shit was kind of funny. I don't know if it was a full music video or it was a clip, but that shit was funny.
Eggplant space? What? Wait, like... She's riding on eggplants and outer space.
Bro, so it was like a spaceship battle for what I saw. And it was like eggplants and like it was like these other ships that are like shaped like boobs. It was like shooting like lasers and shit. It was funny. I don't know. I was laughing while I was watching.
Sounds real creative. Like I don't never thought to do that.
Yeah.
That's some type of imagination, I'll say. But yeah, she's coming over like November 8th.
Oh, for real? She's coming here?
Yeah. Oh, like, man. You see it? You never saw that over there?
Yeah, see my roommate. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my roommate loves her, but I don't know. I'm like, yeah, you can have her. It's all good, but Sexy Red, cool. She cool. Yeah.
She's cool. Oh, what about Cardi B?
Cardi B.
Which one would you prefer?
Like, music-wise?
Music-wise.
I like Sexy. I fuck with Sexy Red's music. It's okay. It's kind of fire. Especially when I'm drunk and at a bar, and I hear get it sexy, I be getting
feel like
joke.
A baby. Hey, get it
sex. Yeah, I be
in a sassy mood, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh god. I be real sassy when I'm drunk sometimes. Yeah.
It just brings sassiness out of you, the inner sassiness.
Indeed.
Right, okay. You drive?
What?
You drive a car?
Oh yeah, I drive my little shitbox Kia Soul. Yeah. I bought for a grand from my grandparents when I was like 16.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Oh, it's still shit. It has a fucked up hood. My bumper is tied on with zip ties.
Dude,
it's rough. If you ever on Franklin Street and see a dented hood Kia Soul, that's my car. We're here with Boyd. And Boyd, what is your question for me?
All right, so my question is, like, what's your opinion on, like, Christianity?
All Christianity?
Jesus.
All right, well, so my grandparents and my mom tried to raise me Christian as a little kid. And then when I was little, a lot of dumb shit happened, and I was like, why would God allow this shit to happen? I was like, that's kind of whack.
What happened?
Oh, just like, I had a crazy dad and shit like that, and some messed up stuff, and I was like, why God allow this bad stuff to happen around the world? And then, like, my brother was born in Iraq and came here, and a lot of bad stuff happened to him over there, too. I was like, if God's so great, why is all this stuff happening to people?
Yeah.
And I was just, I kind of from a young age, I was just kind of like, I don't know, I understand, like, the whole, like, community aspect of it is cool, mm-hmm. but for me personally, I could never just, like, get behind it. I was like, I got no issue against anyone who is. Like, my mom and my stepdad are still Christian and stuff like that, but, like, they try to practice it, and I'm like, I've never really been it's kind of just a lot of big facade to me. I was like, I don't know. I think there's an afterlife and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think there's, like, some type of higher power. I just think I can't put my finger on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I, like, relate to that because, like, I've had, like, some stuff happen to me, too, like, in my, like, childhood, mainly with, like, relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, in my youth, like, I kind of, like, went through that whole, like, time with, like, this kind of, like, weight of, like, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I had, like, a bad relationship experience. Like, I was brokenhearted and, like, I struggled with the idea of, like, how come, like, if God's like loves me and it's like for me and all that stuff, like, why did this stuff happen?
Yeah,
like, aren't you, like, supposed to protect me? Aren't you supposed to uphold me and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But, like, what I, like, realized later was, like, God created me to love me.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, like, I'm Christian, that's what I believe.
Okay.
And, like, as I was kind of wrestling with that question, like, and just, like, the idea of, like, how can God love me, but, like, things still happen in the world. Like, I, like, looked at my experience and I was like, maybe, like, God wasn't, like, trying to have this stuff, like, happen to me. Maybe it, like, wasn't, like, him just like trying to do stuff to me, but like maybe he like allowed that stuff to happen so I could like draw closer to him.
Yeah.
Cause like, I think like looking back, like if I like went through my youth and like had like great relationship experience and like, that'd be like my number one thing. I'd be all about relationships. I would feel like I constantly needed somebody to like complete me.
Yeah.
But I think now that I look at it that way, like I kind of come to this understanding of like, maybe I was like, maybe he allowed me to go through that stuff to help me to realize that like, I don't need somebody to like complete me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like, because of that, I'm able to like draw close to him rather than constantly relying on other people for like my self-esteem.
What's your name?
I'm Dakota.
Dakota, Gabe, nice
Gabe,
to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you again.
But in Dakota, what is your question?
Okay, is morality subjective or objective?
As in like morals or like...
So if I asked you like, where do you get your sense of morality from, what would you say?
I'd say it's subjective. I think like, everyone has different morals instilled to them, like based on how they grew up. Okay. Like parents probably like, and like guardian figures probably give you different morals as you grow up. Like I was raised like old school, like by my grandpa and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's like I have a lot of traditional values. Mm-hmm. Like I always pay for like when I'm with a girl or something like that, or like hold the door open and stuff like that. Or okay. Just like I have a lot of old school values kind of thing, stuff like that. And I feel like a lot of people my age don't got like the similar things. So I feel like kind of depends on how you were growing up. So I'd say it's okay. Subjective.
So is right or wrong subjective?
Right or wrong? I feel like, yes, I think so.
Right or wrong is subjective?
I think depending, I think everything's situational. Like every situation is situational. It really depends. Like on the pretense of the situation, the background, like the implications of the future. It kind of...
So if I said... Because some people argue that they get their objective morality from like God. Like it's all instilled in us and people think like...
I can see how some people could believe
and
that.
So that's where they get their right and wrong. You know what I'm saying? From like,
yeah.
They say from God or whatever.
I feel like if you were raised religious, I think a lot of people use religion kind of as that guiding point.
Okay.
For that. But like, I'm not very religious. So I kind of view it as like the values that my mom taught me as a kid and my grandparents taught me as a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of different with everybody. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Any other questions?
What are your thoughts on the political and economic state of the world right now?
I think all politicians are pieces of shit, mostly.
I can agree with you.
My grandpa had a philosophy that he instilled in me as a child that I've kind of always lived by.
Okay.
He was like, it doesn't matter who the president is, I'm still going to wake up, wipe my ass, and go to work the next day.
That's real.
And I was like, yeah, so I don't really care about politics or anything like that, because it's like, but I'm still going to wake up and go to work the next day and do my own thing. Still got to look out for myself.
True.
That's kind of my thing.
So you don't think people should really fill their mind space with politics too much and get too involved with that?
I think it has a place, but I think there's a lot of people that get way overconsumed by politics.
Okay.
Like these people who are treating these politicians like they're rock stars and rallying behind them. Like they don't give individually, they don't give a shit about you at the end of the day. It's like, why are you going to go out all out for them and support them with all of your will?
Yeah, true.
I don't like... On both sides.
And it is weird how we kind of just like assume they're good.
Thank you for tuning into Common Talk, the podcast with common conversations and random outcomes. I'm your host, Gabriel, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and listen to our other podcasts on the Revoice Network.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.